Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know the drill, right? We take a stack of fascinating content, articles, videos, whatever's got us thinking, and boil it down to the absolute must-know stuff. Today's Deep Dive is all about AI and making money online, because let's be honest, who isn't at least a little bit curious about that?
Yeah, AI is such a buzzword these days. It's like, is it all hype or is there real opportunity there?
Exactly. So we found this really cool video from businessaces.com, and it lays out some pretty concrete strategies. We're going to focus on the three that we think are the most promising and the ones that you can actually like start exploring today.
Yeah, that's the key actionable stuff, because it's one thing to hear about AI in the abstract, but it's another thing entirely to understand how it can actually put money in your pocket, you know?
For sure. Okay, so the first big opportunity that this video highlighted is AI in e-commerce and dropshipping. And this isn't some futuristic pie-in-the-sky concept. It's stuff that's happening right now.
One of the biggest takeaways for me was how AI is like completely changing the game when it comes to setting up an online store. It used to be such a daunting task, like you needed to know how to code or design a website or figure out all the technical bits. But now AI can handle so much of that for you.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, right? You can literally have a fully functional e-commerce store up and running in less time than it takes to like make a cup of coffee. The platform that they specifically mentioned in the video was AutoDS, and they've really leaned into AI for this whole store creation process.
And they make it easy to get started too. They mentioned a $1 trial for 2 weeks so you can kind of kick the tires and see if it's a good fit for you. But they did say that like if you're serious about it, a yearly plan might be the way to go in the long run.
So how this works is you either connect your existing Shopify store, or if you don't have one yet, you can actually choose to have AutoDS, like build one for you from scratch. Using AI, of course.
And this is where it gets super interesting, because the AI will ask you about your niche, like what kind of products you want to sell. The video emphasized that choosing a niche you already know something about is a huge advantage. It gives you a head start because you understand your target audience and what they're looking for.
Right. So let's say, hypothetically, you're really passionate about, I don't know, sustainable living products or something.
Yeah.
You tell the AI that's your niche, and boom, in under 30 seconds, according to the video, you have a complete e-commerce store ready to go.
I know, right? It's mind-blowing how fast it is. And the best part is, it's not just some generic template. The AI actually populates your store with products that it thinks will sell well based on its analysis of current trends and market data. They call these winning products, which is kind of a fun way to think about it.
And it gets even better. It also creates all the essential pages for you. Your About Us section, an FAQ page, your contact information, and even get all the legal stuff like your shipping policy, return policy, terms and conditions. Like, that stuff alone can take hours to write if you're starting from scratch.
Definitely. Those policies are crucial for building trust with your customers and covering your bases legally. But as the video pointed out, it's still a good idea to go through those AI-generated policies and make sure they're fully customized to your specific business. You know, just in case.
Okay, so now you've got your AI-powered store up and running, but how do you make sure people actually find your awesome products, right? That's where optimization comes in, and AutoDS has another AI tool for this, a title and description optimizer.
This is where AI can really flex its muscles when it comes to marketing and copywriting. You know, figuring out the perfect wording to grab attention and make people want to buy. It's a real art. But the AI takes a lot of the guesswork out of it.
Yeah, you basically just go to your products, pick the one you want to work on, and then use the AI tool to generate a bunch of different titles or descriptions. And the cool thing is you can actually tell it what kind of tone you want.
Right, like you can choose a funny, eye-catching tone if you're selling on Instagram or TikTok. Or if you're writing a product description for your website, you might want something more professional and informative.
They gave this great example in the video. They were using a toothbrush, and they showed how the AI could come up with a playful title like Tickle Your Teeth, Silky Smooth Silicone Toothbrush for social media. But for the website, it suggested something more like Soft Silicone Toothbrush for Oral Care. And you can actually adjust how creative or how precise you want the AI to be, which is pretty cool.
It's all about tailoring your message to your audience, right? What works on one platform might not work on another. And the AI is smart enough to understand those nuances and adapt its writing accordingly.
And then the last thing they talked about for e-commerce was using AI for product research. Specifically, they highlighted the trending product section within the AutoDS marketplace.
So instead of you having to like spend hours scrolling through TikTok and Instagram trying to figure out what's hot right now, the AI is doing that for you. It's constantly scanning all the major platforms and dropshipping stores to identify products that are starting to gain traction.
And it's not just random products either. These are products that have actually shown some level of success in the market. The listings for these trending products come with all sorts of valuable data, like details on any ads that are running, actual sales figures, and even an estimate of how much profit you could make.
It's like having a crystal ball for e-commerce. You can literally see what's selling well right now, and then with a few clicks, you can import those products directly into your own store. It takes all the guesswork out of product selection.
Okay, so that's e-commerce. The second big AI money-making method that the video covered was creating AI-generated written content for sale. And honestly, this one seems like it has huge potential for anyone who's good with words, even if they don't have like a ton of writing experience.
Yeah, this is where AI is really shaking up the freelance writing world. The video specifically mentioned using AI tools like Gemini, you know, that's Google's big AI, to generate blog articles, website content, that kind of stuff. And then you can sell your services on platforms like Fiverr.
Imagine someone needs a blog post about, I don't know, the benefits of meditation or something. You could use an AI like Gemini to write the bulk of the article, and then you would just go in, edit it, make sure it's factually accurate, and maybe add your own personal touch.
The example they gave in the video was actually pretty interesting. They asked Gemini to write a 1,000-word article about the classic Ford Mustang from like 1980 to 2000. And apparently, it spit out a really well-structured and informative article that hit the word count perfectly.
See, I'm not surprised. These AI language models are getting so sophisticated. The key, though, is not to just treat the AI output as the finished product. The video really emphasized the importance of reviewing, editing, and personalizing the content. That's where you add your own value as a writer.
Exactly. It's all about using AI as a tool to enhance your skills, not to replace them entirely. You're still the expert, the one who brings the creativity, the nuanced understanding of the topic, and the ability to connect with your audience.
And what's cool about this is you're essentially offering a service to people who might not even know how to use these AI writing tools themselves. You're like their AI writing concierge.
Yeah, and there's a huge market for that, especially as AI becomes more and more prevalent in content creation. Businesses need content, and they need it fast. You're giving them a way to get that content quickly and affordably while still ensuring it's high quality.
Okay, on to the third money-making method, selling AI-generated images. This one struck me as a really cool way to potentially earn passive income. Like, once you've created the images, you can just sit back and let the sales roll in.
The key here is finding the right platform to sell on. The video specifically mentioned Etsy because it's such a hub for entrepreneurs, small business owners, crafters, people who are constantly looking for unique graphics and designs to use in their projects.
And the type of image file you sell is important too.
Huh.
They stress the importance of selling in PNG format because PNGs can have transparent backgrounds, which is super important if someone wants to use your design on different colored products or like for print-on-demand stuff.
Yeah, you want to give people as much flexibility as possible with how they use your designs. And a transparent background makes it so much easier to integrate them into different contexts.
So for actually creating the images, the video recommended using KD or Kittle. It's a design software with a really powerful AI text-to-image generator built in. Apparently, it's super user-friendly. They did say that a pro subscription is probably worth it if you're serious about selling, because it gives you higher resolution images without any watermarks or backgrounds.
Definitely. Image quality is key when you're selling digital assets. You want your customers to feel like they're getting a professional product that they can use immediately.
They actually walked through an example in the video. They found this cute Momi design on Etsy. It was like a zombie mom character, kind of funny. And then they showed how to recreate something similar using KD.
Mm-hmm.
You basically just describe the image you want to the AI. Like you could say, zombie mom drinking a green drink with a pumpkin next to her, and the text, Momi, add bats around her.
And then you choose an art style. Like they recommended going with a clip art or cartoon style because those tend to have cleaner lines and are easier to remove the background from if you need to.
Then you just hit generate and boom, you've got your image. And KD has this built-in AI background remover, so you can get rid of the background if you need to, and then add any text or other elements you want.
It's pretty amazing how these AI image generation tools are putting so much creative power in the hands of everyday people. You don't need to be a professional artist or graphic designer to create visually appealing images anymore.
Right. And then you download your finished image in high resolution, at least 300 DPI, which is the standard for printing, and at a decent size, like 15 inches or larger. Mm. And then you just upload it to Etsy or your chosen platform, set your price, and start selling.
They had some great tips for coming up with image ideas, too. Think about popular themes and occasions that people search for, like Halloween, Christmas, Mother's Day, birthdays. Those are always in demand.
Okay, so we've covered e-commerce, written content, and images. But the video actually touched on one more interesting idea that's kind of a combination of a few things. Affiliate marketing, using AI-generated content.
Yeah, this one is all about providing value to your audience while also earning some passive income. The idea is to use AI to create blog articles or other content that addresses specific problems or needs within a particular niche.
Like, let's say you're in the health and wellness niche, and you write an article about how to relieve back pain. You could use AI to help you write that article, and then within the article, you would strategically place affiliate links to products that you recommend for back pain relief.
So someone who's searching online for ways to ease their back pain might stumble upon your article, find your advice helpful, and then click on your affiliate links to buy the products you recommend. And you earn a commission on each sale.
They call this an evergreen approach because, unfortunately, back pain isn't going away anytime soon. So the article you write today could potentially continue to generate passive income for months or even years to come.
It's all about creating content that solves a real problem for people and then monetizing that content through affiliate marketing. It's a win-win. You're helping people and you're earning money at the same time.
So there you have it. We've taken a deep dive into three major ways you can use AI to make money online, all inspired by that video from businessassets.com. AI for e-commerce and drop shipping, AI for content creation, and AI for image generation.
It's incredible to see how AI is opening up all these new possibilities for entrepreneurship, no matter what your skills or interests are.
And as a final thought, I'd love for you to consider this. Which one of these AI-powered approaches speaks to you the most? What's a problem you've solved, a skill you have, or a passion you could potentially turn into an online business using AI? It's definitely food for thought.